Okay. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Ebony, I still have you with me, correct?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Well, there are great people to interview, and there are great guests that we've had on Saturday AM Live in the past 15 years, but I always look forward to anyone who has a story to share about what these amazing Niken products have done. Some would call them solutions, others would call them modalities. And Ebony, I don't know what you refer to what Niken's blessed you with. What do you call these things?
Products? I call it just what you just said, a blessing.
A blessing. Okay, blessings in disguise, because they are literally transforming. And as a parent, as a husband, as just an individual who knows what happens in life. Sometimes we get thrown curveballs, having three completely dynamically different daughters with different DNAs. Things happen. And I know for you, Ebony, that has definitely been the case. So I want to focus, if we can, and I'm trying to choose my words carefully here and not digress too much, but you've had a lot of life experiences because of Niken.
Yes.
Okay.
I would say so.
Okay. So, and how long has it been, just for the record, so people understand?
Mid to the end of March, so maybe a little over a month, maybe.
Okay. Okay, so now I know why my dear friend Elaine Connolly, who has been a guest on this program several times, I know why she called me a few weeks ago and said, Vance, you got to call Ebony. You have got to call her and hear her story. And she started telling me, and I, like I typically do, I said, stop, please, 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 stop. I want to save this story for my call so others can enjoy it as well. And just right up front, folks, if you have somebody, let's see if I can describe real briefly. If you have somebody that is aging, is up there in years, or is caring for somebody who's aging, or somebody who has a blessing, one of their kids with a special need, and I'm trying to remember what category your aunt fits into.
Cancer.
Cancer. Okay. Ooh, the big C word. So we're not going to make any medical claims. We're just going to share, let Ebony share her story. So that's kind of, if you know those people, you could text them right now and say, hey, jump on this call. Or, this makes it easier, you can send them the link, which will be on Saturday AM Live here in a few minutes or later today. So, Ebony, take us back to the beginning, just a few weeks ago. How'd you get introduced to Niken?
Well, someone I work very close with, a friend of mine named Rebecca, she's also a Niken consultant. She shared with me about Niken a while ago, and I really didn't catch the vision then. But recently, my dad had been very, very sick, and he had a fall and ended up in the hospital, and he couldn't move his legs, and there was just a lot going on. He's got a lot of health issues. So I was really concerned. I had that moment where it was like, I might actually lose my dad. And it was really, really hard for me.
And how young is your father?
My dad is, he'll be 70. Yeah,
okay.
69.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I was talking with Rebecca about it, and she invited me to an event where I met Elaine. And I shared kind of what was going on with my dad with her. And Rebecca was gracious enough to let me borrow the use of a water system right away for my dad to start drinking the water. And Elaine, we met with Elaine shortly after my dad started drinking the water. And one of the issues that he was having was they were saying that his kidney creatinine levels were high and that they were going to just go ahead and put a port in him for the dialysis. And my dad really didn't want the dialysis, which was good because that made him more receptive to doing some things to change his health, because he's a very, you know, strong-willed person in what he wants to do. So ultimately, when we met with Elaine, she told us about the insoles. And my dad was on a walker. I picked my dad up from a rehab facility on a walker. A few days, we brought him to Elaine. And he had to hold on to the wall or hold on to things. He was supposed to be using his walker, but he wasn't. But he could only take like a few steps without having to grab on to something or hold on to something for balance. And we went and sat and talked with Elaine, and she let him try on some insoles. And he sat for a while. And when he got up and we were getting ready to leave, he was walking so well. And with all the products that she referred, I was just like, I'll buy all of them. So I just... So I got as much as she had with her of things that, you know, that she suggested that he get, just to give a recap of everything he has going on. If he was dealing with high blood pressure, he had 2 strokes, diabetic, neuropathy in his feet, and kidney, scarring on his kidneys, and possible needing dialysis. So there's a lot going on. After a few days of drinking the water, his urine used to smell really bad, and anybody who knows about people who have kidney disease, it smells really bad. After a few days, my mom said his urine doesn't smell anymore. And, of course, with the insoles, he went from being on the walker to not walking with a walker. My mom had put his bedroom on the first floor, and she got up one morning, and he was upstairs. He says, I want to get in my bed now. Like, it just started to progress so quickly.
Yeah, he was tired. He was tired of doing the Ricky and Lucy thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. And then, my aunt subsequently was staying with them, so she started using the products at the same time as them. And
obviously she wasn't, you know, stealing his insoles. But when you say using the products, what was she using?
She was using the water.
Okay.
And she was using the jade greenzymes.
Uh-huh.
She was using the cleanse and detox, and I got her a pair of insoles as well. And they were both sleeping on the sleep system.
Okay, wait a second. So your aunt, I'm trying to picture this so people understand that you know which products they're sharing, and you know, so he had a sleep system and she had a sleep system.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
Yes, the only thing that they were sharing was the water system, dispensing them both water.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, got it.
So, I mean, there just had been such a miraculous change with my dad, and it's so hard to even keep track because it was, like, all going on simultaneously because I was also implementing these products for my daughter, and everybody's just doing so well. My aunt was so frail and so weak, and her eyes were dark. And then within, like, a week and a half of drinking the water and doing all the other products as well, her eyes just began to look brighter. She just began to be more vibrant and more energetic.
How young is your aunt?
My aunt is, I believe she's 75
okay.
Something.
Okay.
And so it was just miraculous. I that's the only way I could put it into words. And so my dad, my mom goes in to get his prescriptions refilled, and she realizes that he goes into his clerk, you know, like his online clerk, and it's like, there's no refills in here. And the doctor wanted to see my dad. So she made an appointment, took my dad to the appointment. And as of right now, I believe he's off of almost all of his medications.
Now, rewind a bit. You either turned your head or you moved a little bit from your phone. I want to make sure everybody hears.
I'm sorry.
There you go. Say that again. He's almost off all his medication. Did you say that or did I misinterpret that?
Yes.
Okay.
He's almost off of all of it. They had done more blood work shortly after he got out of the rehab facility. And all the results, you know, take a while to come back. And his kidney creatinine had went down from a 5 to a 4, which was good. And And I guess some of the other things that they were looking at in his blood work, there were other medications he was taking that the doctor says, you know, I don't want to have him take this again right now. I'd like to really just see what happens. Because, you know, based on what his, you know, test results were looking like. So they took him off quite a bit of things. During the course of him being in the rehab, he had a callus on his foot, and someone decided it'd be a good idea to cut that off of a toe of someone who's diabetic and has neuropathy. So we were really upset about that, and we were also concerned that he might lose his toe because it's very hard for that to heal. But during all this time that everything else was going on, he was using the food system, he was using the water, he was using all the products. Within about 2.5 weeks of that, and they had a boot on his foot for that, he went to the foot doctor, and they took the bandage and the boot off his foot, and he had a lot of dead skin around the toe, and she says, I'm going to scrape some of this off. So when she goes to scrape it off, my dad's flinching. Now, my sister took him to the doctor, and she says, is that hurting? He says, it's just that I can feel that, and I think it may have actually startled him that he could feel that, because he's had neuropathy in his feet for well over a year, probably almost going on 2 years, and he has had minimal to no feeling in his toes. So, I mean, it seems so unbelievable that this would all happen in this amount of time, but it's like they tested his feet, his circulation in his feet, and they said his circulation is at 98%.
And what, just for a number reference, a benchmark, what was the circulation at in his feet?
I don't know what his percentage was before, but it was very bad to the point where he didn't have any feeling in his toes.
Okay.
And I think that this also contributed to him having to use a walker because he was having a hard time with keeping his balance because his sensation in his toes was very minimal.
Sure.
But, I mean, I find this out, you know, the same week I find out that my aunt goes to the doctor. Now, during the process of her getting these products, she was in the middle of chemotherapy. She was taking chemotherapy at the time when she started these products, and she had 3 more chemotherapy sessions left that she has not had to take because they stopped it. They stopped her chemo. They said
okay. So at this point, Ebony, I want to switch gears really quickly if we can for the sake of time because some people are on the line right now, based on the email that I sent out yesterday. They know that you have a daughter with special needs, and I'm going to let you share exactly what, you know, what the doctors or what she's been, not diagnosed, but she's the category she's in, because my wife works with special needs children and has on and off for the last 10 years. But with what you've shared thus far, some people could say, man, that's a little over the top. You've mentioned
right.
cancer, you've mentioned diabetic neuropathy, you've mentioned all these things. We don't make any medical claims. We simply, as I was last weekend in Mexico and staying with some friends of ours who have been using the waterfall now for 2 years, a gentleman who has only one kidney because he donated his other kidney to a dear friend of his who was basically dying with kidney, you know, failure. And to see the life in them just from the water, it's so big because we don't understand how valuable that is when you get living water into your body. So that, and I also want to throw it out here, as I typed up in my short email yesterday, our daughter, who is from Ethiopia, our youngest, she's 8 now, when we brought her home, the blood draws that they did, at that point they were already concerned with what's called sickle cell anemia, I believe. Mm-hmm. We used to see commercials years ago about iron poor blood, and of course my brothers and I would always make fun of that, iron poor blood, because they weren't saying poor, they were saying pull. And I was like, why don't they get this right? Anyhow, I wasn't making any fun of that diagnosis or that condition in our daughter, because we, for years, tried everything that the doctors kept saying. Oh, take this liquid iron, take this, you know, in a capsule. And everything that we tried, number one, Addie, didn't, even as a youngster, did not like it. And she would pour it out. She would hide them. It was really, really bad. And finally we said, hey, for disciplinary, we got to go a different route. Well, wouldn't you know it, when Niken revitalized or revamped the Kenzen Vital Balance and added more iron to it, number one, When I read the ingredients, I started crying, okay, as a father, because I knew that this was a simple solution. She loves the shakes. It's her most requested meal for breakfast when I gave her the choice. And number two, if I could slip in, and so here's the long story, very short. Her iron for years has been of grave concern for the pediatrician and the pediatrician's office, all the different people that she's seen. And last week, they said this is no longer a concern. She has not been on any iron supplements in over a year. I give her a lactoferrin every other day, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and she likes them. She just swallows them. The other little vitamins that I give her, she says stuff like, "Daddy, I have a bad feeling about this vitamin." And I look at her and say, "Okay, little drama queen, you can take your bad feeling and take it back to bed because I don't care about your bad feeling. Because I'm the father here, and the 8-year-old is not it's not calling the shots." But that was a complete drastic turnaround. So that's my segue into transitioning from your father, your aunt, and now your daughter. And I think if, with a little bit of time we have left, because I know you need to get into your day as well, tell us about your daughter, and you can be as specific or as generic as you want to be.
Okay. Well, I'll give a little brief background really quick. We noticed that something was different with her when she really wasn't talking or walking. She was getting close to 2, and she wasn't doing very much walking. She eventually started doing a little walking, but definitely by 2, she was not talking. And I know a lot of people would relate to that if they're listening and they've got a child who is diagnosed with autism. That's one of the first things you notice. Why is my child not talking? So I realized that diet made a difference in that when she had a fever one day. I couldn't figure out what was causing it. And I took her to the doctor, and really they just said, "Oh, it's probably a virus," which translated to me that they did not know why she had the fever, and it was going on for about 3 or 4 days. After she had the fever, she was talking, and I started to really keep track of what I had been giving her and what things were good for her and what things weren't, because I started to realize that her diet played a big role in that. And I realized that her not having had the dairy, I think, made the difference in her talking. And that's just from my personal experience. And I noticed that she would regress on her ability to talk when she would somehow accidentally get some dairy or whatever. So that kind of started me being aware that there were some health implications to some of the symptoms that children struggle with autism. So with getting the product through Neekin, that was just a wonderful addition to what I'd already been trying to do, and it really just took things to the next level. For parents who have an issue with their child not sleeping, I didn't have the budget to get the full sleep system at the time, so I just got the pet pad because she's tiny, and I put her on the pet pad and she slept. And we normally don't get sleep, so that was wonderful for us. The vital balance she requested every morning, just like you said with your daughter, that's like the first thing when she gets up in the morning. She calls it chocolate milk. Of course, I don't use dairy milk, but, you know, I make it for her. And she calls it chocolate milk, and she thinks it's delicious. And that and the water. I don't bring juice in the house, and she just drinks water. She goes up to the dispenser and takes her cup and dispenses it herself, and she says it's delicious, a word that she hadn't been using before I started her on the Neekin product. She's got better vocabulary. She's calmer at school. I started this over spring break, and she had a progress report that they completed before spring break, and they discussed it with me after spring break. And they said, basically, everything we have in our progress report is basically wrong now, because she's doing something different now than she was doing before spring break. I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. And, I mean, it's just, I can't say enough about it. I don't think that I would ever stop using the products because they just help her so much.
Ebony, I'm curious. I'm sitting here right now, as they say in Texas, and my eyes are sweating, okay? Because as a father, as a parent of one who's had some speech issues, how do you share what you just shared without losing it?
Because I've shared it so much and I've cried so much already. Believe you me, one of the things that she said, and I probably won't be able to not cry about this, one of the things that she's been saying within the past 2 weeks that she hadn't been able to say before is she's been saying, "I love you, Mommy." And I feel like she always, of course, felt that, but at the same time, I feel like she knows that there's something good about these products.
Mm.
And she can read. That's one thing she's always been able to do. She just doesn't have really good social conversation skills, and that's just something that's gotten a lot better since she's been using the Neekin products. But I'll just say this one little funny thing just to kind of close with what I was saying, is that she, for her lunch, I cook a lunch she doesn't like. I would have no choice but to give her real food. She won't eat anything that's processed, which I'm appreciative of that. But when I pack her lunch now, I used to give her a juice box, and I stopped giving her juice boxes. I said, I'm going to only give her the Neekin water, and I don't like bottling things in plastic water bottles. That'd be terrible. So I went in the store, and I just went and bought a bottle of seltzer water, the little tiny ones, because the bottle was glass. And I emptied it and cleaned it and sterilized it and took the label off eventually. But the first day I used it, I didn't take the label off. And I filled it with water, and she wasn't right there when I filled it up. And so when she got home with her lunch, her water was still in the bottle. And I'm like, she loves this water. Why didn't she drink it? Then it dawned on me, the bottle says seltzer water. And she didn't see me bottle it, so she wouldn't drink it. So every morning, first, my husband removed all the labels off the bottles that we use, because I have a few that I interchange. And every morning when we make her lunch, we bring her into the kitchen, and we show her that we're filling the bottle up with the Neekin water. And then she drinks it. Like, she knows this water is good. So I can't say enough. I mean, I just, you know, for anybody who's been dealing with what I've been dealing with my daughter, these products are just, they're great for really helping them along, I think, with some of the symptoms.
And I might have missed it, but you said when she was 2, you started noticing things. How old is she now?
She's 4 now.
She's 4. Okay. So
And she's social now. And when I take her, you know, pick her up from school, she says bye to all of her teachers. She knows them all by name. And she says bye to her little friends at school. And let's go home. And these are not things she was doing 6 months ago.
Okay. Or even a few weeks ago, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's huge. And I don't want to make a blanket statement, because more often than not, people can say, oh, she was diagnosed with that, or she had this. You know, I just don't want to categorize and put anybody in a box. I think what I'm hearing you say loud and clear is that your daughter was this way. And because you introduced the Neekin products into the home, the water, some of the simple nutritional, just the vital balance. I love the way she describes it as, you know, chocolate milk. I made a shake yesterday, and Maddie's always going, Daddy, I want the green one. I want the green one. She just knows it's green, okay, because of, you know, being the pea protein. And
right. There's
so many great things that does for the brain. But if you had to capsulize, and I know this is almost impossible to do, if there was one product that you would say to people that, hey, if you're caring for an aging parent or a loved one, or you just simply want to change the dynamic of your wellness, and if you're in that category where you've got a child that you need to make some major turnaround, would there be one product that you'd say you've got to absolutely start with this?
Hands down, it would have to be the water. It would have to be. Because having known that, you know, this is scientifically, they've said that when you do a metal toxicity screen on autistic children, they have a tendency to hold on to metals in their body. And I feel like if you're drinking water that's got metals and toxins in it, I feel like that's further damaging, or it's further making it harder for you to see some relief or some help with that in your child. I feel like even though I started everything kind of together, when I got her on the train of drinking more water, I feel like it heightened to me the results that I got from the other things. Like, the water was to me the most vital thing. And she drinks lots of water. She's very, very hydrated, and I feel like that makes a huge difference. I'd have to say the water.
Okay. Well, I kind of thought you would go that direction, but I wasn't quite sure. And I just, it's so simple. It's so simple. And so affordable, too, with Meekin's system. And, again, every week we keep seeing more and more studies released. The one that Yahoo News, just a little over a month ago, I believe it was on March 15th, that 93% of the water that they tested, bottled water from around the globe, not just American companies or here in North America, but bottled water from around the globe, 93% of them, they came back and said, these should not be consumed. And it wasn't so much the plastic in the bottle, but the lids. They're trying to be more environmentally friendly because the lids get unscrewed, they get separated, they end up in the water, you know, the fish eat the lids, you know, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on. But it was the lids that contained contaminants, and it was leaching into the water. So if you want to gamble your health with, you know, 7%, go for it.
Right.
But how much easier is it to take and do what you've done and get a glass bottle, which you know is BPA-free? Now, of course, with a child, you want to be careful that they don't drop it and break it. But come on, let's be real.
Well, the good thing is, you know, with at our school, they kind of assist with their lunch. And, you know, she's got a teacher or two that actually pulls their lunch out and serves it to her. So. But she does pretty good. Like, she only wants to drink out of glass.
Yeah.
Even when I make her Vital Balance, I can't use plastic. I don't use plastic tumblers or anything. Like, she just knows, like, I don't want to go
after
her. And she doesn't
drop awesome.
It.
Hey, Ebony, can I put you on the spot and ask you a quick question as we tie a bow on this conversation? Would you be willing to come back in a few weeks and right from the get-go, I'll just become a deaf mute, and I mean that seriously, and I'll stop talking, and we'll let people throw questions at you, because I know we have a lot of parents and grandparents who have been exposed to special needs children, regardless of the diagnosis, and that would love to, you know, throw some questions. Would you be willing to do that?
Absolutely, I would.
Okay, and I hope you say absolutely, because if you say no, then I'm going, oh, my goodness, what did I say to offend her? And she's not going to come back now. Because I know that there's a lot of questions out there, because the statistics are just continuing to go the wrong direction.
Right.
And with your experience and with making some just simple changes, we can help turn this thing around. We really can.
Right.
I'm confident of it. And you said several things about food that my wife has discovered, working with some of the children that she's worked with over the last decade, that it's so crucial, absolutely
right.
Crucial. And what a great thing that Meekin's given us with the Vital Balance.
Right.
For at least, you know, one meal a day. And you can make other things out of it to, you know, fudge. People have made smoothies. People have made, gelato. You freese it. And to get it into the body, it's so such a big deal, especially with the brain scans that we saw this week that Dave Johnson emailed down. So anyways, but Ebony, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For sharing your story. Thank you for being willing.
It was an honor to share it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to say, on top of that, thank you for being crazy enough to trust what Elaine had shared with you, because you've impacted just the three stories. You didn't even say anything about your own story, what the products have done for you and your husband. So maybe
they have, and I'll share that another time. They have done some wonderful for the entire family, actually.
Well, I can imagine. Well, hey, if you jumped on late, our guest this morning has been Ebony Combs, and from Ohio, correct?
Correct.
Okay, Cleveland area, I know that much. And if you want to go back and share this with your friends, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where the recordings get posted. And I want to make a note here, and it'll get on to the recording, is that sometimes our webmaster, Steve, Crowfoot gets detained on the weekend, or his schedule gets, and he doesn't have a chance to post the glamorous one with the photo and the little ditty. But if you go right there on SaturdayAMLive.com, one of the tabs, it says 2018 recordings, and you'll see just a list of about a dozen calls, and this one will be listed like with Ebony's name on it. And click right there, and that is the recording. So if you want to, and you, at that point, anybody can take that and copy and paste it and email it to a friend if you don't want to wait until it gets, you know, posted up onto the website. So just want to throw that out there. But Ebony, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank
again.
You.
And you are more than welcome to stay on the line. I've got a couple housekeeping things I'm going to do. But if not, we'll bid you farewell. And then you and I will chat, and because you owe me a picture. Right?
Yes.
But
I will get that to you, I promise.
But I will, what was I going to do here? Oh, I need to do this. Sorry. Goodbye, y'all.